neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Parshat Devarim, Shabbat Shalom informed Am Yisrael that when we just about to go to war with Og, Melech HaBashan, so Hashem told me, do not be afraid of him, because he is in your hand. So now we see here, Shabbat Shalom is kind of very doubtful. What's going to happen with this giant man? How are we going to handle him? So now what's the story after Og? The background is that Og informed Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom that Lot has taken as a hostage. Remember the story? So he came and informed Avraham Avinu that your nephew is in a big danger. So then we see Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom went to Milchama with four great kings and saved Lot. But Midrash explains the intention of Og was that Avraham Avinu will go to war and Chas V'Shalom will die and he will marry Sarah Imenu, because he had his eyes on Sarah Imenu. So now, his intention was not a pure intention. His intention was that Chas V'Shalom caused harm to Avraham Avinu, so he will be able to reach whatever that he had in mind, to marry Sarah Imenu. Og's intention was not pure, so why Avraham Shalom should be scared of him? Because we see here, Ribono Sholam is giving feedback to Avraham Shalom that should not be worried about what he might gain as far as informing you about saving Lot. So there's another Ma'asin Gemara brings that Og lift up a mountain. You heard about this? Yeah, it was 3 kilometers. Three
parsaot, it says.
It's a small mountain. You know how big that is? You know how strong he was to lift up such a mountain?
1 million people cannot do
it. I think 10 million people also. So now, so when he lifted up the mountain, you heard about the story? Yes?
No.
You know what happened?
No.
How did it fall in his head?
The ants.
The termites.
Termites.
Yeah, the termites went to the mountain and made a hole, and then the mountain fell on his head. So he wanted to lift it up, he couldn't. Why he couldn't? If he lifted up, he could take it out also, no? So how he was unable to take it out?
Because he had to be with the holes, he gets cannot move.
No.
Did you try to lift the mountain like that once?
No.
The ants were heavy.
I'm sorry?
The ants added weight to the mountain, no?
No, the answer did not add weight to the mountain. So, John?
The altitude.
No, it's a beautiful midrash. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Shinei reshaim shibarta." So midrash explains what does it mean? Shinei the teeth. Hi, doctor. The teeth of the wicked, shibarta. What does shibarta means?
You broke it.
So the Gemara says no. Don't read that shibarta, but shirbavta. What does shirbavta means? It's very close to one another. Shirbavta means extended. So what did Hashem do? When the mountain fell on his head, Hashem extended his teeth, he came out, and the mountain got stuck in his head. So he was not able to take it out. And I, you know what, the type of dentist bill he had to go through to cut the teeth. To cut the teeth to get the Shine Reshaim Shibarta. One says, don't read it Shibarta, but Shirbavta. Shirbavta means it was extended. So the teeth came out and the mountain got stuck in his head. Right. See what Hashem does? And so now here, back to our subject. So back to our subject. So here we see if he had a good intention that to send Abraham to the war, he would never think about destroying Am Yisrael to throwing such a huge mountain over them. So we see this guy from the source, he was a wicked man. Not that, as you know, he got a free ride on the Teva of Noah for 1 year. He even didn't pay nothing. The 1 year he was on the Teva. You heard about this? Yes? They call him Palit. It was a Palit means Polet, that he was saved from the Mabu. So now back to our question. Why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom? Why he was scared of him? Why? What's the chod? To marry his wife.
Hashem gives chod to everybody that's trying to do something, even if he doesn't have the intentions. If it's coming good from a
man. No, you cannot say this.
Even if your intention is not right, but you do things and still you get the chod.
He wanted to kill Abraham Avinu, then you gain the chod? No, chas v'shalom. No. How can you say such a thing? How can you say it?
Hashem gave him credit for informing Abraham for Lot.
No, but his informing was to Chas v'Shalom to get rid of Abraham Avinu. No, Chas v'Shalom. No, don't say that to anybody.
He got punished for his intention by mounting going inside his mouth.
No, but what type of zechud does he have? He doesn't have any zechud.
He must have something that...
What's the zechud? What zechud did he have?
You're going to tell us. I'm going to know. Or something.
What happened to Lot anyway, when he was saved? What happened?
What did happen?
I don't know what happened. What happened to Lot? What came from Lot? No, what came from Lot? Mashiach ben David. So from Lot, we have Mashiach ben David.
Yeah.
So now, if or would not inform Abraham Avinu that Lot is taken as a hostage, would we have Mashiach ben David?
No.
We would not have Mashiach ben David. So now here,
he's coming.
So now, not that he informed Abraham Avinu and he deserved a reward. Unknowing, without any intention, whatever that he did, it came about that Lot became the grandfather of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So unintentionally, he did something that something came out of it. Something good came out. So now here we see he had some type of zechut. So now what do we learn from here? If Og did something that even unintentionally something good came out of it, more so if a Yehudi does something with a good intention, see what the reward is going to get. Hashem is like, the Hashem will give us the chokhmah and the koah. That was Hashem to love with the top, that Hashem with simcha. With lahavot bezad Hashem and all the semachot to kolam Yisrael. Amen. Kiyirat. Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.